Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County Commissioners reject proposed pay raise. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Commissioners voted last week against raising their own salaries, keeping commissioner pay at its current level of $37,500 a year. According to the Gillette News record, the commission considered increasing the salary to just over $50,000 annually, but the proposal failed on a 3-2 vote. Commissioner Scott Clem has argued the pay has not changed since 2006 and said inflation has significantly changed the value of that salary over the past two decades. Clem also said higher pay could encourage more people to run for office by making the position more financially realistic for working residents. Commissioners discussed the time commitment involved with the job, especially during budget season, with Commissioner Kelly McCreary saying he logged about 68 hours of county work in a single month. Still, several commissioners said public service should not be driven by salary. Commissioner Jerry Means said he personally donates his commissioner paycheck to local nonprofits and felt the proposed increase was too large, although he said he may have supported a smaller raise. McCreary also opposed the increase, saying he believes county commissioners should be focused on serving the community rather than seeking a larger paycheck. Because the measure failed, commissioner salaries will remain unchanged heading into the next election cycle. Federal grand jury reindicts defendants after misconduct ruling. A federal grand jury has reindicted nine defendants whose earlier cases were dismissed after a judge found misconduct by Wyoming U.S. Attorney Darren Smith. According to WyoFile and court filings, it shows the new indictments were handed down this week after judges previously threw out the original felony charges, ruling Smith's conduct may have improperly influenced the grand jury process. Defense attorneys accused Smith of making inappropriate comments to jurors, including referring to defendants as murderers, and suggested deliberations would be quick. Judges also cited concerns after Smith reportedly handed out business cards to jurors and requested access to the grand jury roster. In their ruling, judges said the cumulative effect of the conduct raised serious doubts about whether the original indictments were free from improper influence. However, the dismissals were issued without prejudice, allowing prosecutors to bring the cases again before a new grand jury. The court says a new grand jury was impaneled last week and believes the issue can be corrected moving forward. Smith, who was recently confirmed by the U.S. Senate to a four-year term as Wyoming's U.S. attorney, has faced criticism over both legal experience and his handling of the grand jury proceedings. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.